The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. I definitely know the people in our Monday mailbag cannot be friends. Yo, I think this is the most complex one we've ever received. Would you like to hear the letter?
Okay.
Hi there, Rob and Roz. I have a slight dilemma I need help with. My roommate and I have a dog, and during the December holidays, we had one of our neighbors look after the dog. When we returned, they asked if it would be okay for their daughter to visit and play with the dog every now and then. We said that it would be perfectly fine. They should just let us know. This is where things get tricky. The 13-year-old girl has just been popping into our garden and even our house completely unannounced. Her mother has now also joined in, and we will still see them running around in our yard, plucking fruit from our trees and just walking in whenever they please. We don't mind them coming over, but we just want them to let us know. How do we address this issue with the neighbors that have gotten too comfortable? Appreciate the help, JM.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like they live in a complex.
A cluster.
Yeah. Kind of vibe. The thing is, you think that just lock the gate and then just open it on Mondays when garden services comes.
No, apparently, because this email is actually very detailed. I've obviously just condensed it. Already a message in from STS saying, get a boerboel. Thanks. But that doesn't really help with the issue of the neighbors being a little bit too comfortable. Maar ja, so, dit is my grootste vrees in die lewe, is om my welcome iewers te overstay. I do not want to be somewhere where I haven't been expressly invited to be.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are making themselves so comfortable now, some of this email actually said the one housemate was at home, working from home in his unmentionables, and he just heard the girl coming in and then ran into his room from the lounge where he'd been working, because now you're in your huisklere, wat elke onderklere is, en dan is daar 'n jong dame in jou huis.
Yeah.
I would never allow this.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, even as far as you say about, like, picking the fruit even.
My ma het altyd vir my gesê, en ek sal nooit hierdie vergeet nie, moenie 'n voetpadjie by ander mense se huise maak nie. And this is exactly what is happening here. No, this is totally unacceptable. Let me know how you feel about this. How would you deal with your neighbors making themselves too comfortable in your space? This is not okay. Let me just say categorically that this is not okay.
And the thing is, it's hard to, like, you know, do a tit for tat to sort of make them, because what if they don't have, like, nice fruits, or they don't have a dog that you can play with? That you can be like, well, see how it feels when I come to your house and just watch series in your like, just from outside your house, and then just look into the window and ask you to rewind because I couldn't hear properly.
The WhatsApp's already coming through. Dimitri says, put a clock in a machine there and start charging until they can't afford to be at your house anymore. Dimitri. Yeah, so you need to be like Dimitri and all the other messages that are coming through, and WhatsApp us 084-850-0942. What do you do when your neighbors get too comfortable in your space? Hierdie is verby too comfortable. Monday mailbag time, and we got a message in from JM about the dilemma that they are dealing with. Her roommate and she have a dog, and during December holidays, one of the neighbors looked after the dog. When they came back, they asked, can they come and play with the dog? They have a 13-year-old daughter, and now the daughter and the mother are just arriving unannounced, picking fruit from the garden, just making themselves very much at home in JM's home without permission or without an invitation to be there. So, ek het vir jou gevra, hoe sal jy hierdie situasie hanteer? En Trevor, jy's childish.
You just hide in the window. They don't see you. You hide in the corner by the one window. Just move the curtain a little bit and pop. Get them with the BB bullet.
Nee, dit is nie die manier hoe mens so ding oplos nie. Nee, Trevor. Amelia said, and she's actually really polite about the situation. Hi, Robin Roz. I would simply tell them politely that they are overstepping some boundaries. The whole situation is just way too close for comfort, which shows a lot of red flags. Tatum says this.
Hi, guys. Well, there's a very easy way to sort this out. Go lay in their bed when they're not at home and wait for them to come home. Or have a bath in their bath. make them feel uncomfortable and see how they feel. If they have dogs, play with their dogs.
So yeah, so it's a tit for tat. Okay, you did this to me, so I'm doing this to you now. When they walk into their house, you're just in the bath going, hello, we didn't have hot water, so I'm making myself at home.
Well, I would say just be straight on. Go to them and tell them, hey, all right, you asked to play with the dog and you should let us know, but you come into our house unannounced and that's not part of the agreement. Otherwise, no more dog seeing.
Yeah, I think that's quite a sensible way to handle it. Michael also has a nice way of dealing with things.
Man, it's Michael hierso. Yes, like ek moet sê, daai klink vir my baie onaanvaarbaar.
Yeah.
As iemand so met my moet maak, sal ek baie vinnig my stem dik maak en vir hulle mooi laat verstaan dat hulle nie sonder my kennis of toestemming daar kan inkom nie. Weet, dis my vrugte en my tuin, dis my huis, jy kan nie net instap omdat jy een keer na my hond gekyk het nie. Dit is nie hoe dit werk nie.
Ja, dit voel vir my net, mense is heeltemal te gemaklik. Abigail vir ons die boodskap gestuur, nee wat ras, hulle moet maar trek. Ai, Abigail, if it was only that simple. Ja, how do you handle neighbors that have made themselves way too comfortable in your home? We're going to keep chatting about this for the next 5 minutes until just before the news. So let us know. WhatsApp 084-850-0942. Hoe gemaak as jou bure bietjie te gemaklik raak in jou spasie? Monday Mailbag has been keeping us very busy this afternoon. Want mense maak hulle self maar baie gemaklik by JM en haar huismaat se huis. En ons het vir jou gevra, wat sal jy doen in so 'n situasie dat mense net dink hulle kan enige tyd kom speel met die hond, enige tyd kom vrugte pluk in die tuin. Charlotte sent us this one.
Hi, my name is Charlotte. So wat ek sal doen is ek sal net 'n groot hond kry, 'n groter hond kry, scarier hond kry en dan glo ek sal hulle nie weer in die erf inkom nie. Sal 'n boerboel of 'n pitbull of ja, net 'n groot hond kry, dit sal hulle uithou.
Ja, so dalk 'n groter hond wat nie so vriendelik is wat hulle wil sê, ons wil kom speel. Nee, want as die hond daar op sy pos is, gaan niemand kom speel nie. Joanne sê, ek sal seker maak ek is elke aand by hulle huis na werk vir aandete. I like that one, where you just arrive, someone said, yeah, just go there, like have a bath there, whatever. Lizelle het vir ons ook 'n boodskap gestuur. Sy sê, give them a call or send them a message right now, telling them to listen to the interesting topic or discussion happening on Jacarandan. Bye, dankie Lizelle. En Arnold het ook gesê, for the neighbor issue, install a Wi-Fi operated lock over and above your normal lock. This new lock can only be opened via a secure mobile app. The neighbor will need to ask you to open it every time they want to enter. Wow, lots and lots of various opinions and various pieces of advice around about the issue of neighbors that make themselves too comfortable. We are taking the conversation further on social media. The Drive with Rob and Roz.